just put it together so quickly.
Mishnah Uksin Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, and Mishnah
Yes.
And Mishnah Yes. Okay. Uksin Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. Kishus Shenetor Be'otzitz. Some type of squash that was planted in a flower pot. The halacha is like this. Something that is growing out of the ground, not only is it not makabel tuma, but there's something else. And before food is makabel tuma, it has to come in contact with one of the shiva mashrim, seven types of liquid, water, olive oil, honey, etc. I'm not going through all of them right now, but that's called hechsher. Now, right now we're talking about the first stage even. That once it's, as long as it's mechubal akaka, as long as it's connected to the ground, it's not a kabel tumah, and it's also not a kabel hesher. You can't make a tumah, and also if this water comes down and it's not mashi, it doesn't prepare to become tumah. The discussion of a mishnah is something growing in a flower pot, does it have a status of being mechubal and it's part of the ground and it's not a kabel tumah, or it's considered tolish, it's considered that it's not connected to the ground and therefore it is makabel tumah. So if you put it in this otzitz, we're talking about otzitz does not have a hole in the bottom. So a flower pot that does not have a hole in the bottom is considered tolish, not mechubal lekarka. This is relevant to that level. And hechas Shabbos, if you're allowed to take it off, and hechas Shumas Samaitis, it's only five mid rabbonim. Many halachas that this is nageh to. So if we have this flower pot that does not have a hole on the bottom, let's take a plastic flower pot, because if it's made out of pottery or wood, then there are opinions that say that even if it does not have a hole, it has the status of having a hole. But let's say plastic flower pot, which is considered not connected to the ground, the deal of the yotze chutzlosis. Now the plant grew, and the leaves are and branches of this plant are going over the border of the flower pot, and now they're on top of the earth. That is outside of the flower pot, then it's tahira. A chiddush over here that not only when the roots of something in the ground is considered mechubal karka, but even if the foliage, the branches and the leaves are over the ground, we treat the entire plant as being mechubal karka. Once it's connected to the ground, it is not mechabal tuma. Rabbi Shimon Amar, matiz l'tayr. Why should it be so? Just because the leaves out, it's mechabal the entire plant. El tomei b'tumoto v'tahoye oto. He says, and in the Hanami, the part that remains inside the flower pot is still considered not mechubal karka, and therefore it can be mechabal tuma. Whereas the part which is overlooking glowing over the earth is considered mechubal karka, and that is not mechabal tuma. So, once Rabbi Shimon B'Kiss becomes that very big chiddush, that we can split up one plant and treat one plant as being connected to the ground, another part is not. This is considered a weak connection to the ground, which only helps for that area.